Welcome to the Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome one and all to a new edition of The Trending Show. I will tell you about all the stories that were trending the past week, provided I can pronounce the names of the people in those stories. On Monday, the top story was the death of Loren Scott, the designer, model, and stylist. She was the victim of a hanging in which she was also the culprit. So, a one-attorney affair there, I suppose. An earthquake rocked Los Angeles, measuring a 4.4 on the Tenta scale. And Google thought this story would best be identified by a thumbnail image of Ryan Seacrest. After several mouse clicks, I could find no evidence to suggest Ryan was behind the activation of Starling City's earthquake machine. Here is a real quote that followed the quake and its 7 aftershocks. We don't know if this is the end of the earthquake drought we've had over the last few years, and we won't know for many months, said Caltech seismologist Egil Hauksson. I want to object to the use of the word drought. I realize any extended shortage qualifies for use of drought, but by one of its oldest definitions, and I think its most common connotation, a drought involves a yearning for something you've been denied. I doubt there are a lot of Californians joining pro-tremor activism groups out there protesting lazy tectonic plates. TheLATimes.com, in the same story where they quoted that Caltech seismologist, printed these words, Christina Toth, 26, and Andresa Maya, 25, were among the few that were not shaken awake by the earthquake. The two master's students were making a model for their architecture final, so they were up all night, reports Matt Stevens, who, thanks to some Greek software, was able to remotely activate the webcam on Christina's laptop and watched them just in case they started making out. TheLATimes.com confirms they did not make out. Christina and Andresa, that is. I want to skip ahead quickly to Wednesday trendies. I know that's not the way I usually do things here. Generally speaking, my OCD ensures that we go in chronological order, so this is a true rarity here. It is also an indicator that my daily dosages of Paxil, Zoloft, and Lexapro need to be up to 750 milligrams. I've obviously built up an immunity. Anyway, a video went viral on Wednesday featuring a singing nun. Italy has their own version of The Voice. It's called, get a load of this, The Voice of Italy. This season, The Voice of Italy is doing a blind audition gimmick, where the four judges have their backs to the singer, and if they like the singing, they turn their thrones around to see who it is. I'm probably missing some key element of this, as I have watched no version of The Voice, and this version happened to be in Italian. Well, in just 48 hours, Sister Christina, whose name is spelled just like the UCLA master students, racked up 9 million views on YouTube after belting out an Alicia Keys song and stealing the show. Like the story about the earthquake where Ryan Seacrest, as the accompanying thumbnail prompted me, the thumbnail for this story also begged to be clicked. And so I did. I cannot tell you if Sister Christina of Sicily sang a great cover of this tune or not, but I guess the fact that all four judges swiveled their thrones around is sufficient endorsement of the young nun's talent. What I really enjoyed about this video was less her performance and more the four other nuns, each of whom I would guess to be in their late 90s and early 00s, that came to the show to cheer the 25-year-old nun on to victory. That's because my initial thought upon seeing the first few seconds of this video was, she's going to go back to her convent and be ostracized for singing a secular song on this show. The other whoopies are going to get all high and mighty and indignant and make this girl miserable. But lo and behold, it seems I am wrong. There is her mother superior and three other nuns that may have endured their postulancy and taken their vows while Jesus was still walking the earth, jumping up and down and going crazy for Sister Christina. They showed real emotion and excitement in this video, which is an extremely weird thing to observe, given I attended 7 years of Catholic school. C-3PO had a wider range of emotions while riding around in a sack on Chewie's back than Sister Bernadette did in all her years at St. Ignatius of Loyola. Under this YouTube video, the top comment was left by Universelle67, and it reads, "Thanks for your gift, your joy, and your faith, sister. With people like you, many more people will believe in God and will go to church." This comment is then followed by 3,900 rebuttals in various languages. One other quick thing from Monday. Kevin Trudeau, who you may not know by name, but you would know if you heard his voice, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for bilking people out of millions of dollars through his infomercials. Trudeau's impressive resume includes making false claims that Japanese sea coral could cure cancer, and after a court ruled against one of his infomercials back in 2004, he proceeded to air it an additional 32,000 times. After defying the court order 32,000 times, he was jailed and has been hawking soap on a rope to fellow inmates since November. Court guidelines say he could have been sentenced up to 25 years, so to some, the 10-year sentence seems like leniency. The only one of Trudeau's books I know by title is The Weight Loss Cure They Don't Want You to Know About, which is a diet and lifestyle plan that involves semi-weekly bowel cleansings, or as I've come to refer to them, Aerosmith's greatest hits. On Tuesday, TMZ broke the story that Chris Brown is only being allowed to shower every other day until April 23rd, when he has his date in court for violating the terms of his parole. I'm hoping this is the only day of my life where consideration is given to Chris Brown's hygiene. Oh, why couldn't you have a crazy terrorist in training last name, so I could disqualify all your stories based on my pronunciation rule? Curse you, Chris Brown. I hope the guards whiz on your bi-daily loofah while you're sleeping. A Chinese property developer paid the equivalent of $3 million for a pair of Tibetan Mastiff twins raised by a dog breeder. Mastiffs have become a popular status symbol for the wealthy in China, and as evidence to this, the twins were sold at China's Luxury Pet Fair 2014. This immediately made me imagine a dystopian future, where humans are kept in cages by mastiffs that ride on horseback with firearms and snares, and sold to super-evolved pandas as pets. The pandas go to their equivalent of Petco and bring back 2-ton bags of the only flavor human food that store stocks. The lack of variety in our cuisine and the cage business often leads to talk of revolt, but at the end of the day, we are won over by the pandas and mastiffs' incredibly skillful cuddling. The smallest trend on Wednesday was Mick Jagger, and the one-sentence blurb that popped up in search results said, "Mick Jagger begins funeral arrangements." And I clicked on this immediately, figuring he was making his own funeral arrangements. Jagger, 70, looks to be in the sort of health that could be compromised by an aggressive butterfly or a Werther's Butter original. Unfortunately for those claiming Jagger next in their office death pools, the funeral arrangements Jagger began making this past week were for Lorenz Scott, the 49-year-old fashionista that made Jagger her boyfriend for the last 13 years. He took to Facebook to share his grief via a colon and an open parenthesis, which, when observed with a 90-degree turn of the head... It's a frowning face. I see. On Thursday, Fred Phelps died, and more than 1 million people searched his name. Phelps is the founder of Westboro Baptist Church, which has made vitriolic anti-gay protests at more than 50,000 public events. Their practices have even included getting children from their congregation to hold signs that read, "Thank God for Dead Soldiers," at military funerals. He passed into the afterlife late Wednesday night after answering a text message from his BFF, Satan, that read, "Want to come over and get pizza?" Fred had spent a majority of his life laboring under the false pretense that the mission of spiritual leaders is to function as hate mongers and to preach not love and acceptance, but discord and self-aggrandization. In 1971, following a chance encounter wherein Jesus flipped him the bird, Fred aligned with Beelzebub and his frequent collaborator, Mick Jagger. Trendy. As soon as his burial site can be located, I will need your help to launch a Kickstarter campaign funding same-sex marriages on Fred Phelps' grave while Macho Man by the Village People is played. If I need a few bucks, I'm hitting up Emile de Leon from Wheel of Fortune, who left the show with nearly $64,000 in cash, most of which came from an incredible bit of guesswork. With just 2 letters showing out of 12, that being N and E, he correctly guessed the thing, new baby buggy, on his first try. The video of this really quite unbelievable feat went viral, but my personal takeaway here was finding Pat Sajak on Twitter. And Pat Sajak has been funnier on Twitter in the last 2 hours than he has been in the last 33 years hosting Wheel of Fortune. I guess when you work 5 hours a week for 3 decades straight, you have enough downtime to develop a sense of humor. Follow. I want to take a moment and tell you about Cobra's HH450 Dual Marine Radio. It's a floating, waterproof, all-terrain radio that's good for year-round use. It's rugged and compact, and includes Cobra's exclusive Rewind Say Again feature. The radio features selectable options between low, medium, and high power. That's for short and long-range communication, plus access to weather alerts. The unit also has a noise-canceling microphone for crystal-clear conversations. The Cobra HH450 Duel is available right now when you visit Cobra.com. Just look in the VHF radio section and you'll see it's been marked down $20. And as the week came to a close, lots of traffic regarding Maggie Q. First, who is Maggie Q? She's an American actress trained by Jackie Chan, who starred in the CW series Nikita and is currently featured in the film adaptation of the Veronica Roth young adult novels Divergent. But the real reason she was trending? The 34-year-old actress went commando at the premiere of her new movie, and the revealing dress she wore could only mean one thing. Every tabloid-style website had a new lead story. RealityTVWorld.com got the lion's share of hits from people searching for photos of Maggie's black dress, and their site thought I might be interested in reading an article titled, CrossFit is Everything Wrong with America. I skimmed this 6,000-word article at whatever speed the little wheel in my mouse skims things and realized I could not subscribe to this philosophy. CrossFit is everything wrong with America? Come on! Everyone knows it's white people. And religion. And politics. And Walmart. Musical artists were hot on Friday. Billy Joel racked up big numbers after appearing on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which included a live rendition of You May Be Right, and then Joel and Fallon and The Tonight Show Band and the iPad app Looper recreating The Lion Sleeps Tonight. It's a great clip. Check it out. Anita Baker was trending right behind. She had two soulful hits in the 1980s called Sweet Love and Giving You the Best That I've Got. And it was not her 8 Grammys that thrust her into the spotlight, but the warrant for her arrest. A contractor that renovated her house is suing her for $15,000 in overdue payments, and a Detroit judge issued a bench warrant for her arrest. Baker, upon learning of this while watching TV, activated her Omnitrix, transformed into Wild Mutt, and fled the Earth for safe harbor on Vulpin. And Selena Gomez was trending, tied to a story titled Why Selena Gomez Can't Stay Away from Justin Bieber. The in-depth article posted on People.com struggles to comprehend why two attractive megastar brats lack mature perspective on what their friends and family believe to be a corrosive relationship. They were able to pull this revealing remark out of an industry insider who refused to be named in the article. Quote, he's very charming. End quote. Does hosting the trending show make me an industry insider? If so, I am available as an anonymous source for all tabloid publications except HollywoodLife.com. Allow me to now tackle the biggest celebrity conundrums of the last week. Why did the Jets hire Michael Vick? Well, they hate puppies and love herpes. Was Conan the Max Moon I saw on television? No, Conan did no televised matches as Max Moon. What was the inspiration behind 50 Cent's new single, Hold On? Well, the Wilson Phillips song of the same name, of course. Did Courtney Love actually find missing flight MH370? No. How is Harry able to stop the Whomping Willow from moving in The Prisoner of Azkaban? He's very charming. So ends another trending show, my friends. I will only make another of these podcasts for you if you leave me a 5-star review in the iTunes store, or if I see a Cobra trouble bubble outside my window piloted by Storm Shadow clutching my contractual agreement with our great show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Also, listen to The Grizz. Adios, amigos.